All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 43. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tato jayamudiraye. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan and Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Nast prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavate uttam shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtake. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and love in service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Evam etesu budesu chiram dayatva sa atma bu satya ke katara niti gyantum nesta katanchana. Evam etesu bedesu chiram dayatva sa atma bu satya ke katare niti gyantum nesta katanchana. Evam etesu bedesu chiram dayatva cha atma bu satya ke katare niti gyantum nesta katanchana. Please recite. Atum neste katanchana. Evam etesu bedesu. Mataji. Matajis. Anyone else? Evam, in this way. Ete subutesu, between these boys who are existing separately, chiram, for a long time, dayatva, after thinking, saha, he, atmabhu, Lord Brahma, satya, real, ke, who, katare, who, na, are not, iti, thus, jnantum, to understand, na, not, iste, was able, katanchana, in any way at all. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Thus Lord Brahma, thinking and thinking for a long time, tried to distinguish between those two sets of boys who were each separately existing. He tried to understand who was real and who was not real, but he couldn't understand at all. Please repeat. Thus Lord Brahma, thinking and thinking for a long time, tried to distinguish between these two sets of boys who were each separately existing. He tried to understand who was real and who was not real, but he couldn't understand at all. Brahma was puzzled. The original boys and calves are still sleeping as I have kept them, he thought. But another set is here playing with Krishna. How is this? How has this happened? Brahma could not grasp what was happening, which boys were real and which were not real. Brahma was unable to come to any definite conclusion. He pondered the matter for a long while. How can there be two sets of calves and boys at the same time? Have the boys and calves here been created by Krishna? Or has Krishna created the ones lying asleep? Or are both merely creations of Krishna? Brahma thought about the subject in many different ways. After I go to the cave and see that the boys and calves are still there, does Krishna go take them away and put them here so that I come here and see them? And does Krishna then take them from here and put them there? Brahma could not figure out how there could be two sets of calves and cowherd boys exactly alike. Although thinking and thinking, he could not understand at all. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatada Satarine Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshul Unmilitam Yena Tasmei Shri Guruve Nama. Before I start speaking today, I would like to seek the blessings of Maharaj, who is my mentor, and of all and all the senior Vaishnavas present, to be able to speak on this subject of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of myself and all of us practicing in the footsteps of Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada. I feel very unqualified to speak, but because Archita Prabhu told me to speak and he is an authority, I accepted and surrendered, and will try to speak on this Brahma Vimohan Lila, which we have been speaking about for the last at least 43 days or more. And before I start, I would like to state something very important which I found in the purpose of Srila Prabhupada. where Srila Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya appreciated by Rupa Goswami. As we know, we are Rupanugas. We follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya is appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man of charity, because love of Krishna, which is very difficult to achieve, was distributed freely by him. So this is very important, because we do come under the Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya, and Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent. Why is he very munificent? Is because he's distributing the love of Krishna to us freely. And Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada is even more merciful, because Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada is brought this knowledge from the confinements of India to all of us. So it is through the Senapati that we are able today to sit and glorify these wonderful pastimes. So we should really be very appreciative of Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And based on that, I will humbly start speaking on this subject. So as we know, this is the Brahma Vimohan Lila. In the chapter summary, there are four things that this chapter covers. First is that demigods also get bewildered. And I know that there have been questions raised in the past that how can demigods be bewildered? But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 1, text 1, canto 1, it says, Tena Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye Muyati Yat Suraya. That the Lord imparted this Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahma, the original living being, the first Puru Jiva. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion. And even in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has stated this several times, that even the demigods are bewildered. So that is one of the mercies of the Lord to his devotees. That's the other thing about this chapter, is that by this pastime, the Lord is bestowing his mercy upon his devotees, because Lord Brahma is also a devotee of the Lord. And by this process, it gives us an opportunity to be able to understand our positions in devotional service. And obviously, as we know, it was also a lila that was created by the Lord to fulfill the wishes of the elderly cowherd gopis, because they desired to have the Lord as their own child. So that was another purpose of this Vimohan lila. And Srila Prabhupada also clearly mentions that the other reason that Lord Brahma was in bewilderment is because Lord Brahma is born materially, abo janma jani, born of amboja, which is a lotus flower. And because he was born from a lotus flower, abo janma janmi, we know that we can be obviously under the three modes of material nature. I'm not saying that Lord Brahma is under that, but we are always under the three modes of material nature, and we have the four defects of being illusioned, propensity to cheat, we are imperfect, and we commit mistakes. So with that, I will start speaking on what is the importance of devotional life, and why our knowledge and education and degrees cannot help us in understanding Krishna. Because as you can see, Lord Brahma, initially when he sang the prayers of Brahma Samhita, he submitted to meditation. He submitted to something different. Here, he is trying to speculate. What is going on? Is it that Krishna is taking away the calves and boys that are in the cave and bringing them in my presence? Or is it that the ones that are sleeping are not the real ones, these are the real ones, you see, or are these the real ones and the ones that are sleeping? This is why we cannot speculate on Lord Krishna. Because that process of speculation is futile. So this is a very important taking of this chapter that we should understand that if the topmost jiva, Lord Brahma, cannot figure out what is our position. Our position is nothing. So we should, instead of trying to figure out why is Lord Brahma in bewilderment, we should think, why are we in bewilderment? That's the first thing. Why are we bewildered? This is something that we should gain from this chapter. So Srila Prabhupada says that by the mercy of the Guru, very difficult and confidential matters can be easily understood. And that's why we say Guru Krishna Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. That by the mercy of a Guru, the devotional creeper in us is actually blossomed. Because very difficult and confidential matters become easier to understand because we accept them as it is. That's why Bhagavad Gita is as it is. Prabhupada said as it is. Because as we know, the acharyas are presenting the knowledge as it is coming from the parampara. They are just basically like postmen. And when I was trying to prepare for this class, I only read 3 shlokas of Srila Prabhupada. But in 3 shlokas, there was so much subject matter in his purports that instead of me trying to look for something to speak on, I was trying to see what I cannot speak on. Because Srila Prabhupada was going so deep just on 3 shlokas. So when we think that Srila Prabhupada has not given us this knowledge in the books, we are not reading Srila Prabhupada's books. We are not really reading his purports. Because if you read his purports, you will find that just in 3 purports, there is so much information that you cannot even give a class by 8:15. So this is why we really need to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada says that mental speculations and dry arguments cannot help lead to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. And that is what we can see from this particular purport and translation, that Lord Brahma is thinking and thinking for a long time. He is thinking and thinking for a long time. And that is Brahma. So when we try to say, hey, by my education, by my degree, by virtue of my knowledge, I am going to learn something about the Absolute. You cannot learn something about the Absolute. The Lord is not something that you can go and put on a weight scale and say, weighs this much pounds. Or go and stand next to a scale and say, is this much height. The Lord is inconceivable. So, how can we try and understand the Lord with our mundane senses, something that is inconceivable? So how do we do that? So Srila Prabhupada gives us the formula. Srila Prabhupada says, satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. So Srila Prabhupada is stating in his purports that the satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. And we know that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says, sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kai, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hai. The verdict of all scriptures is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. Sadhu sanga, sadhu sanga. And obviously there's a lot of Srila Prabhupada disciples here. They know that just a moment's association with a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada can vanquish all our conditionings and contaminations and take us to the path of spiritual life. That's why Srila Prabhupada says satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. So very key. Then Srila Prabhupada continues to say, inquiries and submissions constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. One passes the test of the spiritual master, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. What is to pass the test of the spiritual master? We are going to have a very big initiation tomorrow. You know, I have seen a lot of devotees, they are very enthusiastic towards the path of accepting a spiritual master or at least accepting initiation. But immediately they accept initiation, oh, I have reached there. The enthusiasm starts waning. Yet initiation is the beginning process of our spiritual life. So, by serving a spiritual master, obviously the third generation, we are serving disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who are actually trying to serve Srila Prabhupada through their natural propensities on whatever they are inclined, and trying to spread that message. We are only helping in that. But it is very important that when a disciple passes the test of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada says that we are automatically blessed with the genuine spiritual understanding. Genuine spiritual understanding. So again, we know we have the ascending and descending process of knowledge. We are not trying to follow like what Lord Brahma was trying to do. He was trying to go through the ascending process, which is very, very difficult. Because we are trying to speculate, we are trying to figure out, oh, why is it like this? Why is it like this? In one part it says Lord Krishna is doing this, but at the same time, because the Lord is omnipotent, omniscient, the Lord is capable of doing these things. But we are trying to understand the Lord with our limited vision. We are not even doing peripheral vision. We are just trying to limit. Oh, but I can't do this, so how can someone else do that? You know, sometimes we gauge things with our own knowledge of things, based on our own facts. Oh, if this is the way things are done, and that's why scientists and philosophers can never understand the spiritual intricacies of devotional service. Yet very simple, cowherd men and women attain the highest platform of devotional life. That's why we take the dust off the devotees from Vrajabhumi. Why? Because they are not educated, but they have intense love, devotion. And that was the reason for them, that whenever Krishna was killing a demon, because Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya had so much intense love, Srila Prabhupada says, there was so much intense love, that for them, that was all they could look at when they looked at Krishna. They never looked at Krishna as awe and veneration like us, because they have that intense love. How do we develop that intense love? Srila Prabhupada says, by doing what? By surrendering onto a guru, accepting the instructions of a guru. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind towards the disciple, practically seen in the example of Srila Prabhupada. Is very kind. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. Now, as we know, Lord Krishna very clearly also has said this in Bhagavad Gita, and there is no secret about it. The Lord says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva visatyatat anantaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So, that is why, as I mentioned, that simple cowherd men, because of their, Prabhupada says, intense affection, love for Krishna, unflinching faith, you can even call it unflinching faith, they accept the Lord. But people with degrees and scholarly education cannot. Because they are trying to speculate, the others are accepting with love. That's the missing ingredient. That is what is making people try to understand God by their own limited senses. I pulled up the definition of faith in the dictionary, And it says a strong belief in God based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Scientists try to look for proof, but faith is something that is based on spiritual apprehension, unflinching faith in something. So, it is based on what? Spiritual apprehension. Spiritual apprehension, the meaning of apprehension, spiritual apprehension means in to some degree when you are engaged in the service of, and you accept it as it comes. And that's why the knowledge is imparted to us through a bona fide disciplic succession. And further, Lord Krishna says, after Bhakti Mama Bijanati, there's another very important shloka in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti tu ananyaya sakya, aham evam vidu Arjuna, gyantum drastum cha tatvena, pravestum cha parantapa. My dear Arjun, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So it is reiterated in Bhagavad Gita many times by Lord Krishna himself. And as I mentioned earlier, that Srila Prabhupada says that pure devotional service, a devotee can understand the transcendental qualities and opulences of the Supreme Lord in truth. It is only through devotional service. And this starts with the process of Sharvanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, the nine processes. So the first process of Sharvanam, Srila Prabhupada says that by hearing Sharvanam, the Brahma Bhuta stage develops and material contamination, greediness and lust for sense enjoyment disappear. So the Brahma Bhuta stage starts from hearing. Now, this is very key, because if you look at the shloka that is Canto 4, Chapter 20, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text 20, this is what Srila Prabhupada is saying about bewilderment. Navyava dridaye yajjano brahmatat brahmavadibi namuyanti nasochanti narisyanti yato gata. Translation. Always engaging in the activities of devotional service, devotees feel ever increasingly fresh and new in all their activities. Fresh and new. The all knower, the super soul within the heart of the devotee, makes everything increasingly fresh. This is known as the Brahman position by the advocates of the Absolute Truth. In such a liberated stage, Brahma Bhuta, one is never bewildered. Nor does one lament or become unnecessarily jubilant. This is due to the Brahma Bhuta situation. So one doesn't get bewildered. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that this is achieved by the first process of Shravanam. And as lust and desires disappear from the heart of a devotee, he becomes more attached to the service of the Lord, and by such attachment he becomes free from material contamination. So you can see how scientifically Srila Prabhupada is presenting all these facts. From one stage, you come to the next stage, you come to the next stage. So it's not a jumping process. You know, we are going through one process after another. And then Srila Prabhupada is saying very clearly that it is as lust and desires disappear from the heart of a devotee, he becomes more attached to the service of the Lord. So service is then spoken about. And we know that we have two types of gurus, Siksha gurus and Diksha gurus in ISKCON. We spend a very limited time with our Diksha gurus, maybe once in a year, maybe 3 days, 4 days. In my case, maybe 3 or 4 days in a year. So we are associating more with our Siksha gurus. And service culture is something that you have to do.
Because service is not static. It is dynamic. Service never ends in the material world, and it never ends in the spiritual world. It continues in the spiritual world. Prabhupada is engaging us here, and then obviously will engage us in the spiritual world. So that service never is static. That service is dynamic. Means the service attitude has to continue. Either you can stop that and start serving your senses, or you can continue serving the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of devotional service. So temple authorities, when they are engaging us, they are engaging us in the service of the Lord. It is for our own benefit. This is the way we as devotees should look at things, because they are actually our Siksha Gurus. They are not telling us, like Swavas Prabhu never tells, that please come and do something for me. Please do something for Prabhupada. Do something for Lord Krishna. If you are not doing proper pujari service, why are you not doing that? Because we are serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that service attitude is the continuation of our constitutional position. Our constitutional position is Jiva Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. So that attitude has to be developed, and that attitude has to be continued. And to continue that attitude, we have to surrender. And that is what our spiritual masters are asking us, and that is what Srila Prabhupada did. He surrendered to the will of his spiritual master. He was only given one instruction, but he took that instruction to heart. We are given several instructions, we don't even follow one. And yet we want to progress and try to understand the Brahma Vimohan Leelas and all these Leelas when we don't follow instruction. If we are not surrendering, how are we going to understand these intricate pastimes that Srila Prabhupada is explaining, that this is the clear process that you need to do? First, you need to satisfy the Guru, the pure devotee of the Lord. So, again, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 10, Lord Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam, bhajatam priti purvakam, tadami buddhi yogantam, yam mam ubayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they come to me. Again, reiterating devotional service. Devotional service. And towards that, I would like to state on this Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, not Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, but on the shloka in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Navyad Dridaya Yajinjino, Prabhupada has written so explicitly on this purport. It's actually like a pretty long purport. And Prabhupada says, devotee is inspired by the super soul within the heart to advance in devotional service in a variety of ways. And that's why we know that the Paramatma feature in our heart is actually our well-wisher. Because devotee is inspired by the super soul. And what does Srila Prabhupada say? Very important. I know Rabindranath Prabhu had asked me this question. So Rabindranath Prabhu, here is the answer. As chanting is increased, it will become new and fresh. So the core activity is chanting. Because chanting increases, and as it increases, it makes new and fresh. And Srila Prabhupada says that Rupa Goswami states that if he could somehow get millions of ears and tongues, then he could rally spiritual bliss by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So as our chanting increases, it becomes fresh and new. It doesn't become stale. Now, so the enthusiasm, the energy, as we know that the Lord in Kali Yuga also takes the form through the holy name. He incarnates in the holy name. And that's why Nam Nam Akari Bhauja Nija Sarva Saktis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in the Nam is all the energies. But the Lord is also potent as a manifestation of His Nam in the age of Kali. And that's why when we chant Hare Krishna, we don't get tired. But if you chanted something else, you will actually get bored and tired. If not going to a psychiatric doctor. Because he'll say, what's going on with this dude? You know, he's always chanting water, 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 or Coca-Cola. But when you're chanting the name of Krishna, the psychiatrist is bewildered. Why is this person in bliss? So, further, Srila Prabhupada says there is nothing uninspiring for a highly advanced devotee. Because of the process of chanting is so potent that there is nothing uninspiring for a highly advanced devotee. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions in the same purport that Srila Jiva Goswami states that the Lord, as the super soul within the heart of the devotee, reveals himself as ever increasingly new. So through the process of chanting, which makes you feel that mood of freshness and have that new feeling, Srila Jiva Goswami says the Lord reveals himself as ever increasingly new. Being inspired by Him, that is the Lord, as the Paramatma feature, the devotee experiences increased transcendental bliss in the execution of his devotional service. In fact, I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada as I was driving from Orlando to Tallahassee. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that when a test of our devotional service is when we are engaged in the service of the Lord and we are enjoying it more and more, that is a sign of our advancement. But immediately we think that we are tired, then we are going towards the direction of material life. Because devotional life means giving you freshness, means giving you enthusiasm. So if we say, oh, I'm tired, means something is going wrong. Go back to the basics, chant properly. Read Srila Prabhupada's books. Shravanam. Associate, like Devamrita Maharaj said, with enthusiastic devotees. Because Srila Prabhupada is in his books, Vapu and Vani. Through the process of reading his books, we become stronger. And Srila Prabhupada then continues to mention that for one who does not take personal training under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, it is impossible to even begin to understand Krishna. Period. This is Srila Prabhupada speaking. I am just a messenger. I am just presenting what Srila Prabhupada is saying in his books. Very clearly, if one does not take personal training under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, it is impossible even to begin, he says, even to begin to understand Krishna. So Brahma Vimohan Lila is beyond us. Please do not try to understand why he was bewildered. And try to understand why we are not in that stage of devotional service, that we can start appreciating this much more. And Srila Prabhupada says that the word too is specifically used here to indicate that no other process can be used, can be recommended, or can be successful in understanding Krishna. Just imagine Prabhupada's words and the lines of thought that Srila Prabhupada is going when he is actually speaking to us through his books. He says very clearly that nothing else can be recommended or can be successful in understanding Krishna apart from making sure that devotional service is being carried under the orders of a bona fide spiritual master who is being represented through an authority. In fact, we are very lucky here that we have an authority like Swawas Prabhu. Because I have never seen Swawas Prabhu ever come to you angry. He always smiles. He always smiles to you. He always speaks to you in a very affectionate manner. You need to go to the other side, which is the East Coast, and meet someone in New York who many devotees will be seen today for Rath Yatra. I don't want to give any names or anything, but then you will know how there is, you know, in management two ways of respecting someone, out of fear and out of respect. So the mood here imbibed is of respect. Because we have been tried to be engaged in the service of the Lord. And it is essential for us to develop that mood. It is essential for us to concentrate on our chanting. It is essential for us to surrender. That's why the ultimate instruction of the Gita is Sarva Dharma Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam. Abandon everything and surrender unto me. Hare Krishna. Any questions, any comments, any further elaboration, suggestions? Ananda Murari Prabhu.
thank you for the nice class. You mentioned many times that if we just serve the spiritual master, then the knowledge becomes revealed to us and we gain proper understanding. And then also in the first canto it says that by devotional service alone we gain causeless detachment and knowledge. But then you were also explaining how it's very important to read Srila Prabhupada's books. But it almost seems like just by doing devotional service, you gain that knowledge within the heart. So can you elaborate on that?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. Obviously by the process of devotional service. But even in the Gita, the Lord says that we need, and I will let senior devotees like Archita Sovas or Maharaj elaborate on it more. It is only to consolidate our faith stronger. Because we are always in the if and but mood. We are so conditioned that for us to accept something unconditionally, that's why I remember what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that you will be my Lord unconditionally. Are we always unconditionally ready to accept everything? That is why we need to read Srila Prabhupada's books, because through the Vani, through the words of Srila Prabhupada, you are a book distributor. You are going out and facing the masses. You are distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. When you have that firm conviction, that knowledge that Srila Prabhupada is given in the books, it only helps you further in being more enthusiastic. That's the word I will use. Enthusiastic in spreading that mission. Because we ourselves have to be also watering our Bhakti Lata Beach through the process of chanting and through the process of hearing Shravanam. And you hear what? Krishna Leela. And when you're hearing Krishna Leela, you're hearing Srila Prabhupada's words. If that makes sense. So, Shravanam Kirtanam. So, we have to continue. It's like a doctor. He's treating so many patients and then he becomes sick himself. Now, how is he going to treat a patient? He himself is sick. So, we have to also keep our spiritual life very strong. And that's why I know we have the three processes of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Anyone else? Maharaj has to say something more. Yes, Archita Prabhu may add something. Yes.
Jai, thank you for a nice class, Prabhu. A lot of really good points. I was just appreciating your point about, so-called intelligent or people with degrees on like the mental, like impossible to understand by mental speculation. And I was thinking how, you know, very often we feel the need to like quote scientists or like try to find evidence in the scientific conclusion to like back up Krishna consciousness or like want to argue on scientific semi-conclusive truths. But what I feel that I need to realize is that, you know, they're simply just puffed up with their degrees and they're in a compromised position because they're accepting money from a system. If they disagree with what is there, they'll be cast out. So on the opposite side, Narada Muni Vyasadeva, they're simply after the truth. To understand the truth means to understand Krishna. They're synonymous. So not to that I shouldn't be bewildered by the jewel on their head, you know, like the jewel on the head, not be, because if one is intoxicated by the modes of passion and ignorance, it is impossible for them to actually see what the truth is. You know, they're blind. So I just wanted to share that. There's something called blind faith, but there's also something called blind doubt. You know, simply, you know, they will. You had mentioned that they're looking for proof. But as long as it doesn't threaten the foundation of their of the system, and then they will try to fight it. So it's impossible to see the truth without controlling the senses and the mind. And that's all I wanted to comment on.
Thank you for sharing Srila Prabhupada's words. Again, I am only reiterating what I'm reading from Srila Prabhupada. I have Maharaj.
Yeah, thanks for a very nice class. So many wonderful points that you made. However, you made a very important point in one of your previous classes, without which this class does not really have the significance or meaning that it can have. And that point that you made in the previous class is, in spite of talking about the way that we can understand these pastimes is through pure loving devotional service to the Supreme Spiritual Master and through the Spiritual Master to Krishna. But then you also defined in the previous classes what constitutes this pure devotion, this surrender. In other words, what are the earmarks or what are the characteristics of surrender? If we don't know the characteristics, we may think or believe or imagine that we are surrendered just simply because we're doing the deed without doing it in this proper mood, this proper feeling, the proper understanding, then we may not achieve the goal that we want, such as you mentioned the six different aspects of surrender, which you may want to mention again to us.
Yes, I know Maharaj.
As you wish.
I saw Arjita Prabhu had his hand, Maharaj, so I was just trying to see what he had to say because of time. But I know exactly. Today I just emphasized on devotional aspect instead of the exact processes of surrender, the six processes and all that. I was more mentioning because Brahma Vimohan Lila, Srila Prabhupada, I saw was able to say a lot on a different angle, so I was trying to present it from that angle today, just because I know that the question of bewilderment is raised a lot, and I wanted to especially the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 30 Text 20, if anyone reads that, it actually Prabhupada elaborately explains the bewilderment process.
Thank you for a very, very nice presentation, Prabhu. I just wanted to touch on that first question because it's very important. Some devotees take it then that if by serving, the knowledge will come, then they just serve, and don't find time to hear and chant. And that's not good either, because we've seen from practical experience that some devotees come in, they work very hard for a few months, a few years, and generally they develop this mentality that I'm working so hard, the other devotees are not working so hard, I'll go out and work for IBM and make money. You know, like that. So it's not just about hard work. Prabhupada stressed that over and over again. We're not donkeys. We're not here to be donkeys just to work hard. We're part of a preaching movement. And he said, if you don't hear and chant, meaning understand yourself and then preach, then instead of Sri Vigraha, the deity becomes Golagraha, becomes a burden on your neck. Why is my Guru Maharaj making me get up and serve the deity every day and it's such a burden? That's the mentality that sets in if you simply serve, and don't hear and chant. So both have to be there. Don't think that just by serving somewhere magically it's going to come. Prabhupada didn't want us to take that approach. You have to serve, but you also have to take the time to hear and repeat what you hear, and that will give you the enthusiasm to go on serving.
Thank you, Prabhu. So the understanding is it has to be hand in hand. It has to collaborate. Am I correct, Prabhu? Last question, because...
This is just kind of a common statement. I can tell you previously, you know, from my own experience, you got to chant your rounds and reveal your mind to devotees. And if you don't reveal your mind, chant good rounds, you will fall down no matter how much service you have. And that I can tell you from example, from, you know, being a temple commander here before.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Right.